Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever time of day it may be, whenever you're listening to this, Manda. Manda, this is for you specifically, and I apologize it took so long because I've had these thoughts since we met the other day, but I wanted to make sure that I could, absolutely sure that I could record this utilizing my website, but that I could have it totally privacy protected, so there's no chance or possibility anybody could listen to it, because the message is just designed for you to hear. And what I wanted to get at is that I can't believe we both sat there and you were still questioning, there's some reason I'm here. Why am I here? Why am I here in this place? On this island, in this part of Florida, why am I here questioning that over and over and over again? And it's like, I'm just listening. And I'm just listening, and I thought I was fully present, but obviously I wasn't. But, you know, it became clear to me as the day went on that the reason, you know, the way the universe works, and I'm talking about vibrations and frequencies and energy and attraction and things like that, is that you were drawn here because you resonate with the way that I deliver the message of the universal laws that govern our lives spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, and all those things. So sometimes we don't see these things that are as plain as the nose on our face or right under the nose on our face. And it's easy to say, well, that can't be it. That's right here in front of me. That's like when I did the passion test years ago, you know, I figured, why am I always drawn to big bodies of water? And in the passion test, there were some things that I had to have included, whatever I'm passionate about, even if my vocation or my purpose was something else, I still had to have big bodies of water included in it, and I had to have music in it, and certain kinds of music in it that I discovered about me. That had to be included. That wasn't the end goal, but that had to be part of the whole picture. Okay? Now, some people might go through that, and it might be water, but it might be not a big body of water. It might be a stream or a river or something like that. Well, in my case, it was big bodies of water, big lakes, or one of the Great Lakes where I used to live on, or certainly the Gulf of Mexico is included in that, and that is very clearing for me. So sometimes, if people didn't, for instance, go through that exercise, they could wander around, like I possibly could have, and said, why am I here? Why was I drawn here? Why is I drawn here? Well, without knowing it, one of the reasons I was drawn here was the attraction of that big body of water. So being right under my nose, if I didn't do this passion test, if I didn't go through these exercises, I wouldn't have known that the draw was just the water. I would have enjoyed it, and I would have loved the beach like you do, and gone there, but I wouldn't have known. I would keep thinking, like you are, oh, I'm drawn here. What is it? There's something more. And so what we do is we keep searching and keep searching and keep searching for that something more. And really the journey is about the self-discovery. And you're doing that in part. But I really believe the reason that you're here is for the spiritual guidance, the direction, the input, the mentorship, the coaching, the consulting with myself, and quite possibly with my wife too, who you haven't really taken the time to get to know yet, and hopefully you will, because I know you resonate with me, and you listen to my message, and thank you for the kind words that you said. You said to Camille about that you're grateful for my ministry, but Tanae is far more brilliant and more magnetic than me. Way more well-read, a much better problem solver even, and a better coach, mentor, oh, just all around, just a better person than me. Not in that way, but we have different strengths that complement each other for sure. But she's absolutely brilliant. So I think that spiritual connection and that mentorship and that coaching is one of the reasons that you were attracted and drawn here, because you made some bold decisions and you made the commitment. You got part of that down and you came to this area, but I think you got some dates on it. You got your toes in the sand, so to speak, or your toe in the water, but you're not all in. Meaning, I know you gave Edward some, you know, a date or till February, and then so that the time kind of expires, so that what that happens with us vibrationally, it doesn't make us all in. It's not a full head on. Now, it's okay. I'm not saying you should commit to Edward, but you need to commit to something. You need to be all in and make some bold decisions in your life, and each next step will be revealed along the way. One of the things I wanted to mention too is I was a little disappointed that you weren't listening to my podcast. You resonate so much with the 17-Day Prosperity series, and I think you would find my podcast episodes, which are pretty much in the same vein, just not done over music, really like a continuation of those. And I think it's really important because I think they're far, the podcast episodes. First of all, I'm in a different place in consciousness than I was when I recorded those. Those were all done in, I think, 2016. So I'm in a far different place in consciousness, more schooling. You got my metaphysical degrees and all that kind of stuff. But we all grow anyway. So I'd really encourage you to listen to the podcast. And there's another thing, and go through every single episode. There's another thing with those podcasts. When I was training and studying how to do podcasting and blogging and things like that, and marketing for that matter, we're instructed to have an avatar, have our ideal person that we're speaking to in mind. What are they doing? What do they look like? Where are they? Where are they in life? How old are they? How tall are they? Have an avatar. We build this avatar in our mind, and that's what we're speaking to. And in marketing, they do that all the time. To do a marketing, hire a marketing agency, for instance, and maybe you know this, you have to know who is your perfect customer, who is your perfect client, who's going to walk through that door in the seashell shop or the men's clothing store. What do they look like? Get a picture of that person and speak to them. Well, you know, with my message in the podcast, again, being an extension really of the Prosperity series and Success series, I went in thinking, well, everybody is, you know, is my avatar, but you can't really do that and speak to a clear, you know, resonate with that one crowd or group that has a lot of things in common with you. So for a lot of these episodes, you fit my avatar. You were the person that I was talking to in several of them, not every single one of them. I think if you go through them and start listening to them, there'll be episodes that speak directly to you. And again, not intentionally like, hey, Mondo, this one's for you, but with a person walking the same path or in the same path and place in consciousness as you. So I might be relating on that level that I think that will be extremely, extremely valuable to you. So I really encourage you to listen to those podcasts. I'm up to tomorrow, I think, will be number 60. So there's quite a few in there. I mean, but, you know, if you did just a couple a day, they're 15 minutes or so. You know, you could get caught up in 30 days. Not that they're all, some of them go in order. There's a couple little mini series in there. So I'd really encourage you to do that. That's the other piece of this, because I think it would be so valuable for your path. And also, just to help keep you on track, I think that's really important that you listen to those. So with that being said, you know, it's sometimes it's easy to sit in my position. Well, it's not easy. It actually makes things difficult. what happens is I assume, and tonight and I talk about it, we both do this, and a lot of people that are, you know, I'm a mystic and a metaphysician. And being a mystic and a metaphysician, sometimes, and living this life 24/7, it's not something I turn on and off. This is all I do all day long, every single day, 7 days a week. I'm a mystic and a metaphysician. And in that close walk that I have with the divine, and in my understanding of the law of cause and effect and all these things, it's easy for me to forget that not everybody else thinks this way or knows what I know or understands it or comprehends it in the way that I understand and comprehend it. For instance, if you would go to get your hair done, your nails done, and you were, and that was me, you might hear me burst out to say to some stranger across the room when they start talking about, I know I get a cold, I'm going to get a cold, I think I'm just going to turn into a flu because it happens every time of year, and I might yell out, what are you putting that out there for? Well, they look at me like I'm some kind of nut because, again, I assume that everybody thinks the way I think, so I'm just blurting it out there. What are you putting that out there for? And they look at me like, what do you mean putting it out where? Well, what I'm reacting to is they're claiming their sickness or their disease or whatever it is. And that's just an example. So I guess I did the same thing with you, assuming that you know what I know or in the same place that I am in consciousness or either one of us are. And that's not fair. That's one of the reasons I apologize to you. And that takes me back again to why you're here. And I think it's to learn and to grow and to have a mentor and coach and accountability people with you along your path. I think I failed to demonstrate and illustrate the value of the program that, you know, we facilitate over a 6-month period. But again, you get Tanae and I for a lifetime. And I don't think I really illustrated the value in that, because if I did, you would have not hesitated. You would have jumped on board with no questions asked. And although I really presented it as the attainment of a physical or a tangible goal, if you listen to my podcast episodes, you'll come to the realization that when I talk about goal achievement, I talk about physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional goals. So while we might have things that we want, for instance, maybe I got the car I want, I'm good there, I don't want a thing, I don't need the things, I don't need the house on the beach, I can have that if I want one. What I want, for instance, let's use for example, I want a more of a realization with my own divinity. I want that closeness, that atonement, or that at one-ment consciousness with the presence of God every day, even more than what I feel, for instance, when I walk on the beach or something like that. Well, for a lot of people, that's their goal, that's their primary goal, or their C-type goal. They know what it is, but they don't know how in the world they could possibly get there. So when we talk about goal achievement, we're talking about, yes, tangible and intangible, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. So all those things. And through each of the 12 lessons, I just think with my podcast, continuing to listen to Prosperity Series, but the way that we present this program, I know in my heart that it's absolutely positively something that you must do. And I'm not going to quit asking, you know, I'm not going to bug you either, but this revelation is we're meant to be your guides, your mentors, your teachers, your coaches, your angel, and take you by the hand, take you under our wing, and be there for you as your process of awakening and unfolding and seeking and searching for something more in your life. So that's what I wanted to share with you. You know, in this day and age, we do so much is done online, and there's so many programs and so many coaches and mentors out there, and they've really gotten to the point that they're all about the hustle, all about the marketing, and they bring somebody on board and that person gets a whole bunch of recorded contact and very, very little live interaction. And you know, that's not the case with how we do things. We interact personally, we make time personally, we make time for FaceTime, for one-on-one time with the people that we work with. And I think that's important for you to know that because, again, this is private between me and you. I'm not going to be at the ministry at the church long time. So the option to just, you know, get some of what I put out there on Sunday mornings and let that be your nutrition and nourishment, it's not going to be viable in the long run because I will be giving my notice by the end of this year at the latest. With that being said, at least get in there and listen to my podcasts. A lot of those are going to go to a private area for my clients. I'll still be doing something probably more like once a week, and the rest will be in a membership area for our clients and things like that. That's why I wanted to make sure you recorded the process or downloaded the prosperity series, because that's all going to be in our package. It'll probably be in a more expensive package, probably somewhere up around 40,000 or something like that. I don't know yet, but anyway, for right now, that's all yours. And I told you that I would never take that away from you. So make sure you get that downloaded, start listening to the podcasts, and reach out. Like I said, I'm not going to stop asking, but I'm not going to bug you either. I really, really firmly believe that you are here for us to be your guide on a closer, more intimate level as far as the mentorship and the coaching and the consulting. So that's what I got. Sorry, I went a little bit long. I think I got it all out there. That's my inspiration and my message for you. But I see it as plain as the nose on both of our faces. So, Manda, again, this message is for you, intended for you and you only. So you have the link so you can play this. But I, again, don't want it shared or discussed with anyone, whether it, unless it's me, you, or Tanae. Okay? All right. I wish for you a beautiful, infinitely spectacular day. Enjoy your walk on the beach. Bye.